And before we look at any of those historical and doctrinal changes, look at page 15 of your manual. Here's what it says from Joseph Smith, the founder of the Mormon Church, the translator of the Book of Mormon, had to say about the, in volume 1 of History of the Church written by Joseph Smith, page 55. What this recounts is a very important Mormon historical event. Several early Mormon leaders, Oliver Cowdery, David Whitmer, Martin Harris, Joseph Smith, are getting a testimony of these gold plates. You see, there's already a problem. If you had the gold plates, you've got some proof. Now, where are the gold plates? Smithsonian Institute, Brigham Young University, where are these plates? Well, see, the angel Moroni took the plates back to heaven, so there's not a scrap of physical evidence. But you did have people recorded here that supposedly caught a glimpse of the gold plates. They're witnesses. And it says here that they went out in the woods, the angel Moroni appeared to them, showed them the gold plates, kind of like a vision, and the voice from heaven said this about the gold plates: "These plates have been revealed by the power of God, and they have been translated by the power of God. The translation of them which you have seen is correct, and I command you to bear record of what you now see and hear." Now, since the voice from heaven said the translation was correct, there have been over 4,000 changes. Again, let's even forget the grammatical changes for just a moment. Let's just look at some of the historical and doctrinal changes.